Wuhan in China's Hubei province, the COVID-19 epicenter, has admitted to mistakes in tallying its death toll, abruptly raising the city's count by 50% following growing world doubts about Chinese transparency over the outbreak. The WHO says Wuhan has been overwhelmed by the virus, which emerged in the city in December, and authorities had been too swamped to ensure every death and infection was properly recorded. There have been questions about the government's recording of infections as it repeatedly changed its counting criteria at the peak of the crisis. WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, Maria Van Kerkhove, says Wuhan's medical system was overwhelmed at the peak of the crisis.
In Wuhan in particular, some of the hospitals themselves were overwhelmed, and so they set up these makeshift hospitals that they called them, which were essentially stadiums and other facilities where they put mild cases to be cared for. And in those situations, the reporting wasn't done in a timely manner, and so those cases were added.
It brings China's total number of deaths to 4,632, up from 3,342. Chinese authorities have denied accusations that the deaths were deliberately covered up. Zhao Lijian, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, insists hospitals were overwhelmed at the start of the crisis.
During the early stages of the outbreak, due to the insufficiency in admission and treatment capability, a few medical institutions failed to connect with the disease prevention and control information system in time, and hospitals were overloaded and medical staff were overwhelmed with treatment. Missed and mistaken reporting objectively did occur, but no concealing existed or was allowed.
Meanwhile, in the United States, President Donald Trump has lashed out at four Democratic governors in three states, tweeting that Minnesota, Michigan, and Virginia should be, in his words, liberated after demonstrations against coronavirus restrictions. There are tensions between the Republican leader and states over how and when to ease restrictions put in place to contain the outbreak, with Mr. Trump appearing to support street protests against restrictions in those states. Mr. Trump has also criticised New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo over his handling of the coronavirus outbreak in that state. But Mr. Cuomo says the states are not getting adequate support from the federal government to contain the pandemic.
Don't ask the states to do this. It's up to the governors, up to the governors, up to the governors. Okay, is there any funding so I can do these things that you want us to do? No. That is passing the buck without passing the bucks.
Britain has launched a new coronavirus task force to support efforts to make a vaccine available to the public as soon as possible. The UK government says 21 new research projects would rapidly progress treatments and vaccine. A vaccine against the novel coronavirus is seen as key to defeating the pandemic, which has killed over 150,000 people globally and delivered a large blow to the global economy. British Business Secretary Alex Sharma says Britain is making a major investment into finding a vaccine.
We cannot put a date on when we will get a vaccine, but we live in a country with a rich history of pioneering science. And with the government backing our scientists, we have the best chance to do this as quickly as possible.
The head of the World Health Organization says he's concerned by a recent jump in COVID-19 cases across Africa. Tedros Ghebreyesus says in the last week there's been a 51% increase in cases and a 60% jump in deaths, with the true number likely to be much higher due to a lack of testing. Mr. Ghebreyesus says WHO and partners were working to boost Africa's testing capacity, and 1 million test kits would be rolled out across the continent starting next week. He also clarified WHO's guidance on wet markets, the markets across Asia where live animals and wildlife are often sold for food and have been linked with the outbreak of COVID-19.
Wet markets are an important source of affordable food and livelihood for millions of people all over the world. But in many places, they have been poorly regulated and poorly maintained. WHO's position is that when these markets are allowed to reopen, it should only be on the condition that they conform to stringent food safety and hygiene standards.
Although the origin of COVID-19 has not yet been identified, many scientists suspect the virus jumped to humans from animals at a wet market in Wuhan. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.